Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and the women drivers out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers. Let's not forget about our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang. And also, let's not forget about our suicide jockeys getting the gasoline and the diesel to the gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Plus, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com for more information. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, how far is Brooksville from you? 25 miles?
Almost an hour.
A little further? Okay. Well, I'm going to be up, folks, north of Denise today, up at Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So stop on by. You've got the gun show, knives, accessories, lots of ammo. We're going to have Moss Nice on there with a couple of trucks from their Crystal River location. But they're also going to be telling you about their new location coming to Brooksville. So I'm looking forward to seeing the folks up there today. Okay, back to the show. Elon Musk made a declaration about the Democratic Party today, saying that the Dems have been hijacked by extremists.
True words have not been spoken.
That's correct.
Tweeted.
That's correct. And, of course, the tweet fight that he's having now with AOC is hilarious.
Well, I mean, he can get into a fight with a lot of people on the left because they're going through a social media meltdown. So I'm sure he's getting nailed from, all sides constantly.
Yeah.
But, he's a big boy. He can handle it.
And, of course, Tulsi Gabbard accused the Biden administration of doing the kind of thing that you see being done in a dictatorship. Yeah, well, I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a platitude, stating the obvious.
Now, here's the other thing, and I did not know this. This department or agency within the DHS that they've created, mm-hmm. there's one by the same name in the Chinese government. Isn't that interesting?
But by the same name.
Yeah, they said there was the Office of Disinformation... Government.
Oh, you mean the name of the office?
Yep, the same name is inside the Chinese government, you bet. Mm-hmm.
You were speaking of a person you were...
No.
Okay.
No, so I'm thinking to myself, wow, did they actually pattern this after that?
Well...
I guess we'll know soon enough.
I guess you'd have to ask Mayorkas.
Well, we're not going to get an answer out of him, are we?
Precisely.
Yeah. By the way, Jim Acosta, Marjorie Taylor Greene, again, Twitter. You're lying. You're lying. No, you're lying. No, you're lying. You're a bigger liar. No, you're a bigger liar. And this went on all day long yesterday.
Well, maybe our little new friend here, Anita Jankiewicz, of the Ministry of Truth, will come out and straighten that one out.
Yeah, because she has her fancy.
It's her first assignment.
Right, she has her fancy little song, Ms. Jankiewicz.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I would also say, for the sake of your listeners, be very careful of an organization called NewsGuard.
Yeah.
NewsGuard was launched about 4 years ago. And it's a journalism technology tool that rates the credibility of news and information websites and tracks online information. So, it's they're kind of married to each other. So just be watching that one.
Move guard.
News. N-E-W-S. News guard.
Oh, news guard. Okay. All right, I'm writing this down. Huh. Okay, well, that's interesting. Always good information, yep, to have something like that. I will say this. You talk about Mayorkas. He humiliated himself before Congress this week, which wasn't hard to do, and continued to push the fake narrative about the snowflake domestic terrorism threat. Perhaps the left could be better served by putting a fence around Disney World.
You know, here's how this works. If one of the cabinet officials for the Biden administration is going to testify before Congress, whatever chamber, they are given a cheat sheet. And these are the points that you need to cover, and this is how you're going to cover them. Do not go beyond the scope. If you're asked a question beyond the scope of this cheat sheet, just say, I don't have that answer, I'm not familiar, and blow it off, or go, you know, I can get that information to you later. So when they don't know where those terrorists went, alleged terrorists,
yeah,
that's what happened.
Yep, 42 of them. We have no idea what happened. That's the 42 that we know about. How about the 42 we don't know about?
We're with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600, on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we appreciate him, and we appreciate Denise. And this part of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. And, of course, Geico's been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. Now, I have insurance over there, but I will tell you this much. My experience has been excellent, and your local Geico office or the website, geico.com, can help you out with whatever questions you have. For example, you can get a rate quote over there, geico.com, on the car or the truck that you're driving. They'll also cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. But where you really save the money, and I mean save the money, is when you bundle your homeowner's or your renter's or your condo insurance policy with your automobile policy, and you'll save a bunch of money. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or get a hold of your local Geico agent and find out what they can do for you. You might be pleasantly surprised. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning.
Good morning.
Question for you. Did you see Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana grill the Biden judicial nominee?
I did not.
Well, he caught her in a lie, flat-footed, and I mean she lied, and that's all there is to it. Now, her name is Nusrat Jahan Chaudhary, who Biden has nominated to be a U.S. federal district judge in New York. And when he pressed her, when Kennedy pressed her for the answer to the question about exaggerated anti-police accusation that she made, she couldn't give an answer because she didn't have anything to substantiate what she was talking about. And as a result, Kennedy said, well, that's because, ma'am, there's no backup to your claim. And it got quiet.
He's pretty good at what he does, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and I really respect the guy, and I don't know if he's in trouble in his district or not.
And you know, virtually everybody that is on the nomination list or the payroll in this Biden administration are activists. Every one of them, and
yep.
That includes judges.
Yep. All right, let's go to Uncle Bob, Bagammon Bob, Uncle Bob from Bagammonville. Okay there, Bagammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Cap. I just want to ask Denise, if Russia were, there's been some talk of them about maybe going for another country, Moldova being one of them, and if they were to go into Moldova, would that be enough to trigger a broader response from the NATO or the other European countries? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, go ahead.
The answer is yes, but the question is, would they do anything? There's two distinct differences there.
Sure.
I don't think he can rely on Germany to do a blasted thing. Although, you know, supposedly they were talked into finally, you know, sending some lethal weapons to Ukraine. But it also looks like, too, that they kind of backed out. Now, Moldova is not a NATO country or NATO member. However, this would, and Moldova does have some Russian-speaking people in it. And that is, and that's the premise by which Putin has used to go to, you know, go into Crimea and annex Crimea and the eastern part of Ukraine and the Donbass. Well, that's what he's been doing all along. But that was the very reason that there was a collapse of the Soviet Union. So he's, you know, these countries claim their independence, and he's unindependent them, if there's such a word. We haven't heard whether, you know, I think maybe what NATO should do just to, you know, is give a provisional membership.
Sure.
Or maybe that's the wrong word. Maybe a partnership agreement.
How about an affiliate membership?
Well, yeah, I mean, make them a partner, and these are the things that we want them to do. So, but Moldova's worried. Moldova, and rightfully so. Now, there is a relationship, but it's not a real partnership between Moldova and NATO.
Mm-hmm.
But, I would say that they could be, you know, certainly part of a council of some sort, too. But it's a double-edged sword because Putin's going to cut off energy supplies, and, you know,
and already has to two countries.
And you know, I will tell you that is part and parcel of what China does with their debt trapping program. So, you know, Putin's using the same kind of extortion tactics.
Okay, I got a question for you. Representative Maria Salazar, you know who she is, right?
Well,
she slams the media yesterday saying no one is asking Pelosi what she knew about January 6th. Do your job. I agree with that one. Yep, I agree with that one.
It's kind of stating the obvious, and I'm happy that she is. But, you know, there was an advisory that went out prior to January the 6th that there was going to be some kind of an event.
I remember.
And what the possibilities were.
Yep.
And it went to, I guess, the Capitol Police or whoever it went to. But it would, you know, Pelosi is really responsible for Capitol Police.
Yep.
And the buildings.
Yep.
But then there's the Park Service. So, I would say, you know, let's look at her emails, but you can't because, members of Congress are exempt from FOIA. Now, there might be something under a subpoena, but they're exempt from FOIA.
And wasn't she asked for reinforcements by the police?
I think that was right, but I've kind of dismissed the whole thing now. So I don't remember all the facts or statistics.
Okay.
Going back a couple of years.
Well, let's mention this because this is extremely important, what came out yesterday out of Ukraine. Prosecutors have filed their first war crimes charges against 10 Russian service members accused of torturing and taking civilians hostage on the outskirts of the capital. The Russians are not in custody, and the charges were filed in absentia to through the Ukrainian courts. What's the chances of nailing these guys and finding out who they are?
It's a formality if you wanted to lay the groundwork for the International Criminal Court. So the International Criminal Court would then certainly represent that country. And in this case, they would be representing Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of a procedural thing. And I would also say that, there are several entities that are involved in all of this. That includes journalists that are still there, hundreds and hundreds of them in Ukraine. What they have witnessed, their film footage, their testimony that they get from when they do interviews with people. There is the International Red Cross. There are contractors. There's government officials. There are first responders, like the police and the firefighters. Now, if I'm not mistaken, there's actually a portal that the International Criminal Court created where anybody with the evidence to build a case and open these files on this person or this event, you send it to this portal by the International Criminal Court.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's like, what are they waiting on? I mean, you can start the process pretty much now. I think we ought to be having a live, televised, modern-day version of Nuremberg trials right now.
Okay. I hear the music.
We forget that Ukraine has prisoners. So.
Yeah. All right. I hear the music. We're going to have to go, and I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great articles that she writes. And I'll be right back with a military and veterans news report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration says gas with a higher ethanol blend can be sold this summer in an attempt to reduce prices at the pump. The EPA has issued an emergency waiver allowing the E15 gas to be sold. The agency saying this will lead to a bigger fuel supply in addition to giving consumers more choices when they fill up. This, as a study from the National Academy of Sciences, says corn-based ethanol is a bigger contributor to global warming than straight gasoline. About one-third of Americans who participated in the Retirement Confidence Survey said inflation and rising costs of living are at the top of their concerns. The worst month Wall Street has seen since 2020 is done, stocks falling sharply with the tech-heavy NASDAQ and S&P finishing at new lows for the year. Inflation fears fueling Friday's sell-off. USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy and their two campuses. We'll tell you where they're at in just a minute. But to find out more, go to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu to find out more about them. And here's more about National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, there's a couple of ways that you can find out about the National Aviation Academy, but the best way is always to go take the tour at one of their facilities. Now, if you go online to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, you'll see that they have a location where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here almost where I'm at. I'm over here on the east side of the bay, Tampa Bay in Tampa. They're over there on the west side in Clearwater. At the Clearwater Airport, as well as over at Ulmerton and U.S. 19. Now, that being said, their second location is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. And either location, you should go and visit. As a matter of fact, some people will tell you to visit both of them. Make up your mind as to how you want to go to, which school you want to go to based on what you see at each place. And you can do that too. Now, to do that, you need to call them up and ask to take the tour. That's very simple. Just give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the call or take the tour, and they will set something up for you at either the Clearwater, Florida, or the Concord, Massachusetts location, or if you want to go to both, you can go to both. Whatever works for you. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Now, a 22-year-old Marine veteran was working with a private military contracting company when he was killed this week in the Ukraine. The company had sent him to Ukraine, and he was being paid while he was fighting there. Obviously, a terrible, terrible loss to his young wife and their seven-month-old child. But these guys know what they're getting into when they get into it. You're hired to be somebody's private army or security force. That's what you're going to be, and that's what they wound up being, what he wound up being. Now, there's more than one company there, I might add. I found out about that a little while ago. Some of the same military contractors are there that were in Iraq and Afghanistan being paid for by the, or being paid by the Ukrainian government. And that's all good. Now, might some of that money be coming by way of America? I don't know, but wouldn't surprise me. Now, a U.S. Air Force official managing the A-10 Thunderbolt aircraft says the service is hollowing its Warthog fleet by starving it out of resources amid a push to retire the aging attack plane, but still continuing to heavily fly it. Well, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? It's the best ground assault vehicle, aircraft that we got. The thing will practically stop on a dime and disappear almost as quickly and fly straight up and out of the way if that's what you need to have done after it does what it does by dropping its armaments and opening up with its famous Gatling guns. When you hear that thing coming down the line at you, all you hear is like that, a Gatling gun going off. It's got a remarkable, unique sound to it. You never forget it when you hear it. And see what it can do, by the way. Very accurate. And every ground unit that's worked with that aircraft loves it. But if it's not broken, don't fix it. Right? Well, they want to fix something that's not broke, but what do I know? Now, three active duty service members have appeared in a segment aired in a podcast hosted by Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida, accusing the Defense Department of using the COVID-19 vaccine mandate to intentionally purge religious service members out of the military. Now, I don't know that that's exactly 100% correct. I'd say half of what I just said is. But I do know that there have been court cases telling the military they can't do that. Now, whether or not they're still doing it or not, I suppose, is all contingent to the complaints that one would have coming in. And so far, I haven't heard anything except for that one little report I read. Now, one soldier was killed and three others were injured in a military vehicle accident at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Very sorry to hear that. Also, the future fighter jets could cost hundreds of millions of dollars apiece. That would be more than twice what the F-35's price tag of at least $80 million apiece is.
This is the perfect time to be fixing up what you got and using it instead of going after new all the time. Just saying. Don't forget President Joe Biden has asked the Congress to pass a proposed $33 billion Ukraine aid package, including more than $20 billion in military aid and other security assistance that is reportedly needed right now in the Ukraine. Now, the Ukraine weapons switcheroos seem to be flushing some of the Soviet arms out of Europe. The transactions, many of which go unpublicized, add a new dynamic to an already volatile military procurement pattern in Europe that clashes with the bloc's lengthy plans for collectively developing weapons. We're over there, if we don't have them, we go buy some of the Soviet-era weapons and then give them to whoever. Again, that's done under our State Department, I think, controls that, if I remember right. You heard about those two missiles that came in and struck in Kiev, right? Well, guess what? They were fired from a submarine. And Russia used a diesel submarine in the Black Sea to strike Ukrainian military targets with the caliber cruise missiles. The first time Russia has announced the use of its submarine fleet to hit its former Soviet neighbor. Wonderful. And I did say diesel submarine. That's even more interesting because they're easier to track. So I guess now we'll be looking for them a little closer. And, of course, two American volunteers in Ukraine were wounded working with the Ukraine's armed forces by artillery fire during combat in southwestern Ukraine. This goes along with the death of the former Marine. These guys were wounded, so they were lucky. They got hit by artillery themselves. And I told you earlier, you might have heard me say it with Marine, with Denise, that prosecutors have now filed their first war crimes charges against 10 Russian service members accused of torturing and taking civilians hostage on the outskirts of the capital. The Russians are not in custody. The charges were filed in absentia in the Ukrainian courts, and we'll see what happens and whether or not that makes it over to The Hague, and I think it probably will. All right, we'll be back. Final segment of the program coming up. I'll tell you where I'm going to be today. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Alrighty, I'm taking it away right now. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. This portion, the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at the Moss Nissan flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Now, he's called me and asked me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought either a new Nissan or a certified pre-owned vehicle. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right on that one. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either, with over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. Don't forget, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now, so take advantage. Upgrade your ride now, and if you want to sell your ride, they'll do that too. It's going to be worth more money than what you think it is. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and, of course, church pastors, where you get a great deal offered to you. Now, don't forget that Nissan locations are in Crystal River, which is where the trucks are coming down to Brooksville from today. Also, the flagship store
is at 19 and 54 Newport Richey, and they offer a special program there I'll tell you about in just a second. And Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Now, they also have the all-new Moss Nissan being built in Brooksville, just west of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. So if you want to take advantage of that deal, that's very simple. You can go up there, and they'll be open in about, looks like about another 6 weeks or so, maybe 8 weeks. They're doing a meticulous job on a big, fancy car dealership. And believe me when I tell you, it's such a Taj Mahal of car dealerships. Now, don't forget the store in Tampa, Nissan on one side, Acura on the other side, on Ford Avenue. And you can find them all online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com, Moss, MAUSNissan.com. Now, here's the deal with Sean up in Newport Richey. If you go up there to buy a vehicle and you tell Sean that the captain sent you, go right in there and ask to speak to Sean and tell Sean that the captain sent you, you will get a major discount on the vehicle you're looking at. How about that? Compliments of yours truly. Now, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And you can check them out. Check out their shop while you're there. They do a bang-up job there. And, of course, Newport Richey is only 40 minutes north of downtown Tampa. You can go up there and save thousands of dollars on your next car purchase. Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and Tampa, Florida. Okay. Today, I'm going to be in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock is my appearance, scheduled appearance time today. And I'll be there with the Moss Nissan guys. I think they're going to have their trucks either just outside the fence or just inside the fence. And I won't be very far away inside the big exhibition building that's there. So I'm going to come in and out every now and then and check on what's going on, shake hands if I need to with some of the folks that come to see what they have to offer. But they're bringing a couple of their top-of-the-line trucks for you to look at, a couple of work trucks. One's going to be a Titan, one's going to be a Frontier, the all-new redesigned Frontier. And if you haven't seen them, I think you're going to like what you see. So they'll have them there, and they'll be talking about their new location that'll be opening up over there in Brooksville. A couple of those guys that are going to be there will actually be in Brooksville when they get that opened up. And I'm looking forward to coming up for the grand opening, because that's going to be a lot of fun. And they're talking about possibly me doing a broadcast from there. So if I do, that'd be even better. We'll see. It's all up to Moss Nissan as to what they want to do. So all that being said, we are going to be busy today. And by we, I mean myself and the people that are coming out to the gun show and the people that on Saturdays get together and do a lot of things. I was kidding with Kyle Warren, and Kyle said he had a lot of honeydews. I remember those days. I remember those days. All right. Well, Ron DeSantis has said that Joe Biden is installing an Orwellian Ministry of Truth to feed the hoaxes and silence his critics with this new little department that he's created. And I tend to agree with him. The Ministry of Truth. Ministry of Truth. The Disinformation Governance Board. That's what it's going to be called. Now, there happens to be, and I checked it during the break, there happens to be an agency in China with the same name. You don't suppose that Joe Biden got that idea from China, do you? I'll bet he did. somewhere along the line, it got mentioned to somebody in our government. And they said, oh, yeah, it's a great idea. So we'll see what happens there. But once again, here we go. By the way, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has said again for the umpteenth time that the surge in illegal immigration is all Joe Biden's fault. And here's something that I heard Denise talk about Germany and say that Germany wasn't doing their fair share and they'd pulled out of this, that, and the other. Well, here's the latest story I have coming from Germany. The United States is starting to train Ukrainian forces in Germany on the artillery and armored pieces that they're going to be getting. That's the latest. So I don't know what Denise was talking about, but that's the latest right there on what is going on. So we'll see what happens. And a New York judge yesterday denied Trump's request to end the contempt order. He kept the fine in place, too. I believe it's $15,000 a day for each day that he doesn't comply to the request of the judge to turn over the information that they want. By the way, one of our economists says that the U.S. inflation rate is much higher than what is claimed. They're not telling you the truth, and why am I not surprised to hear that? Because I'm not. And, of course, inflation, the gauge, is surging at 6.6% right now, which is a 40-year high. Here we go again. Can't seem to get out of this mess that we're in. And we're going to have to. We're going to have to. Joe Biden got us into it, and we can get ourselves out of it. Might take a little time, but we also need to, the beginnings of it is to clean house in the House and the Senate, put new leadership in there and let them go to work. Joe Biden can only veto so much. If we have a veto, think about this for a second, folks. If we have a veto-proof majority in the House and the Senate this time around, midterm elections, they'll be able to undo a lot of what Joe Biden did to get us into this terrible mess that we're in right now. And keep your eyes on the weekend shows because Elon Musk is in the news for all the right reasons. He's got that Democrats just running ramshod right now. So keep your eyes on that. And Biden, I don't know what to say. The guy is incapable of remaining president of the United States and never should have been elected to begin with. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'll see you guys up in Brooksville today. God bless America. Stay safe. Have a great day. And I'll be there at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.